And from Pope to Pop, a legend is back. As of last night, fans can stream David Bowie's new album the next day on iTunes. It's his first album in 10 years. He's been laying low since he had a heart attack back in 2004. In a moment, we'll hear from NPR's music critic Ann Powers. First, let's hear from you, responding to our Facebook request for your favorite Bowie persona.
My favorite Bowie persona.
That's hard to choose a favorite.
I'm a mama, papa coming for you.
The Ziggy Stardust character really drew me in and captured my imagination. He's the alien, the thing that doesn't fit into a category, a true individual.
Oh, man, let me tell you what. The Goblin King, Jareth.
Dance, magic, dance.
Oh, I was like, wow, I had no idea he was that kooky talented. It was just excellent.
Right now I'm way into those Berlin records. It's less hooky and less poppy and way more cerebral and experimental.
That was Joel Muzzy of San Diego, along with Vicky Needham in Shawnee, Kansas, and Jennifer Casasanto in Waltham, Massachusetts. Just a sampling of the folks who wrote in. We also got drawings, essays, photos of Halloween costumes, plus cats named for the pop star. We're going to talk about the new record with NPR's music critic Ann Powers, who's just listened through to it. Ann, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Well, which David Bowie do we get with this new album?
I would say we get the David Bowie character known as David Bowie. He's telling us a lot of different stories on this record the next day. And I think there's a real sense of him as a storyteller, as an observer. And that is a rich part of Bowie's legacy. And it's played out beautifully on this record.
Why don't we listen to one of the tracks? It's called Where Are We Now?
Sitting in the jungle, remember the stars. A man lost in time.
Where Are We Now is interesting because it seems to be autobiographical. He's referring to places in Berlin where he made some of his greatest records with the producer Brian Eno. So it's really a game of unraveling the references, and that's fun for all of us who love to figure Bowie out.
And this song was released as a video, which is pretty interesting.
Well, David Bowie has always been a master of the visual as well as the sonic. And he was an innovator with video even before the age of MTV. See, video is really important for Bowie now because it's harder for older artists to get played on commercial radio. But video can spread like wildfire and, you know, virally help this record get out. And that's what's happening with this very artful, beautiful video.
Now, this song, which is called The Stars Are Out Tonight, is pretty different. It's more of a rock song.
Yeah.
Stars are never sleeping. Dead ones and the living. We live closer to the earth, never to the heavens. The stars are never.
Stars and David Bowie. That sounds about right.
Yeah, he's meditating on the nature of celebrity in this song. He even drops what we think is Brad Pitt's name. He mentions someone named Brad. But he's, as usual, making modern myth out of our everyday social lives. And the song seems to be referring to stars in the heavens and stars in Hollywood. It's got that great Bowie rock sound, that kind of glammy, rich, theatrical sound. He's working with many of his longtime collaborators. So it's pure Bowie, but it's totally relevant to now.
So he's back.
I think David Bowie is totally back. I think the lesson of this is that David Bowie really never went away. This is a beautiful, rich, and very complicated album.
Ann, nice to talk to you again.
Well, it's great to talk to you, too, and enjoy the Bowie album.
All right. Ann Powers is NPR's music critic, and you can learn more about the new David Bowie album on our website, npr.org.
They burn you with their radiant smiles and trap you with their beautiful eyes. They're broken, shamed, or drunk, or scared, but I hope they live forever. Their jealousy is spilling. Stars must stick together. We will never be rid of these stars, but I hope they live forever.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.